أيها السادة الأعضاء لكارم أعضاء هيئة الرئاسة أتقدم من خلال إلى مجلس
The Iraqi parliament accepted the resignation of its speaker Mahmoud al-Mashhadani after hours of behind-the-scenes negotiations and several days of debate. The resignation paved the way for a quick voice vote to approve the presence of non-U.S. forces to remain in Iraq until July 31, 2009. Mashhadani, his voice faltering and several times on the verge of tears, explained that he was resigning in the best interest of the nation after devoting 35 years of his life, many of them in prison, and crowned by 3 years as Speaker of Parliament to the service of his country. He says he played the role of an honest broker and that he never opened a discussion without seeking consensus, despite harsh words or kind words all at the same time. He concludes that the most important thing is that he leaves with a clear conscience before God, since lofty titles and positions make no difference. Colleagues of the Sunni politician praised his devotion to his country, while others thanked him for his sense of duty and honor in agreeing to resign. Following Mashhadani's resignation, the deputy parliament speaker gavelled the session back to order, placing Monday's resolution that non-U.S. foreign forces be allowed to remain in the country until the end of July 2009 back on the table. Members of Parliament then quickly voted to approve the resolution allowing troops from Britain, Australia, Estonia, El Salvador, and Romania to remain in the country after the UN mandate expires December 31st. The United States and Iraq agreed to a new security pact last month allowing U.S. troops to remain in the country until 2011. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown declared last week during a visit to Baghdad that his troops would leave Iraq by the end of May 2009. There had been concern that British and other foreign forces would be thrown into a legal limbo if no agreement was reached. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.